Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio. Consumer Watch with Wendy Nova, Thursdays at 8:40.
Hello, Wendy lady.
Hi there, Darren.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Kerry.
Kerry, yes, not Sky.
So let's get into it. Wendy Nola, life insurance policies, Hollard, one of them, have hit their policymakers with a second funeral policy increase within the year. They say it's because of COVID.
Yes.
What's up with that?
It is because of COVID, but you could say that the increases are killing people's budget. So, what's happened was, according to the Committee of Actuarial Society of South Africa, 2 months ago, four of them reported increases of between 50 and 60% in death claims against fully underwritten individual life policies between March of last year, that's when COVID started to happen, and the end of January this year, with claims for January 2021 being four times more than those recorded in January 2020 before the pandemic hit. So obviously if that's the trend in death, then the same is going to happen with funeral policy claims, right?
Yeah.
And this country, according to Bloomberg, is one of the fourth most expensive country to hold a funeral in, for all sorts of reasons,
in the world.
Many of them cultural, in the world, yeah, after Japan, China and Germany,
come on.
South Africa. Yeah, so it's no surprise that funeral policies are the most widely sold form of insurance in the country.
Mm.
And then to get to the case point now, Pumi wrote to me earlier this month to say that Hollard, who she's insured with, had increased her funeral policy in March as usual on the anniversary date. But then they imposed a second increase from this month, adding 170 Rand to her premium in less than a year. So it was beginning of the year, it was 656 Rand a month. It's now 826 Rand a month, which is big. And you can imagine. So she wanted to know, the reason she wrote to me, is it legal? Can I prevent it?
Yeah.
So I went to the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, the regulator, and essentially, yes, the answer is yes, but only if the terms and conditions of your policy allow for it. If the wording is such, if your policy wording only says that your premium will increase on the anniversary date, then they can't do the second one. And just yesterday, actually, they put out a press release saying, among other things, the practice by some insurers of increasing premiums more than once for the same policy within a 12-month period, even though the terms and conditions of the policy only allow for increase on the anniversary of the policy, falls foul of the requirements of the policyholder protection rules. So my advice is, if that's happened to you and you check your policy and there's nothing in the wording that allows for that second increase,
yeah,
you should lodge a complaint with the Ombudsman for Long-Term Insurance. You can understand. I did go to Hollard and they said, you know, they had to increase premium because,
yeah,
of what they call a mortality experience.
Mm-hmm.
Across the entire funeral portfolio. I should just say this only applies to their direct book of business, so that's policies taken out of the over the phone, as well as their Kaiser Chiefs, their insurance funeral policies sold under the Kaiser Chiefs brand. But yeah, check your wording. In Pumi's case, it said Hollard may increase the benefit premiums from time to time by giving you 30 days written notice. So they're in the clear. But
okay,
if it's happened to you and you don't have that clause, object.
Second question for Wendy today. Wendy, is it just me? Because since the Poppy Act came in and I've unsubscribed from all of these emails, but I'm still getting mails from NetFlorist,
yeah,
even though I've unsubscribed.
No, you're not alone. It's making a lot of people glooming angry.
Yeah. I see
so,
what you did.
Yeah,
there.
People keep saying, I'm on a roll. People keep saying, you know, but I unsubscribed. I looked into this. I finally got hold of the NetFlorist MD, Ryan Basher. He's a very nice chap.
The MD's name's Ryan. I thought it was Harold.
No, not Harold. Harold's
someone else.
Don't let me talk about Harold. But
okay, what did the MD say?
People are very vocal. Very vocal on social media. People are saying things like it's easier to get divorced than it is to get NetFlorist to take you off their mailing list.
Yeah.
And then what really got me is Sally Partridge tweeted this week, incredibly, NetFlorist is still sending me email reminders for a friend's birthday who's no longer around. I've been trying to unsubscribe for a year. So on Twitter, Netflow has responded by saying that those were for special occasion reminders, which she had personally added. But if you no longer need reminding, one of our call center agents will gladly assist in manually unsubscribing you. And I was like, no, wait. It can't be a thing. It's not legal for you to have to actually make a call to a company to get, you need to have an easy unsubscribe.
Mm.
So I got hold of, and funnily enough, I've had people say to me, oh my word, I could so relate to that. I'm getting reminders from, of girlfriends' birthdays who I broke up with a decade ago, yeah, kind of thing. So it is a thing. Anyway, the short answer is, it's a logistical one, but one that they really should have sorted out by now because people have been complaining for a couple of years. The MD, Ryan Basher, says, it appears that he says, yes, our email unsubscribe process isn't great.
Yeah.
It's a result of using two systems to send email, and they have lots of different mailing lists. So occasions, abandoned basket mailers. So if you put something in the basket and then you see what the delivery cost is going to be and you abandon it, they come back to say, well, you haven't completed this, promotionals, etc. They're all separate mail things. So you think you're entitled to think you're unsubscribing to everything, but it's not possible, believe it or not.
Mm.
So the good news is, the MD says, I really understand the frustration. There isn't one place currently that you can go to manage all subscriptions, but we are fixing it. We're consolidating all our emails and building a system under, so you can go to profiles and you can manage all your subscriptions in one place. It should be live, he says, by the end of September. So another 6 weeks or so.
Oh, so I'm just going to put up with those emails reminding me about all the exes that I'm not sending flowers to ever again, just until the end of September.
Until the end of September. And I want to say, not specifically to this case, but any other, we do have the Poppy Act now. If you're telling people you don't want them to contact you with marketing and they still are, we do now have an information regulator. And so if you feel that a company's not complying with Poppy, there is an email address, poppycomplaints.ir@justice.gov.za. I know people are sitting in their cars or whatever, so it's on the blog.
Okay.
So not just for this, but any other case involving unwanted spam and they're not listening to your nose, but then that's what you do.
Well, there you go. All of the answers, all of the solutions available on blog and podcast on the website, ecr.co.za. Click on Darren, Kerry and Sky's show page. Thank you, Wendy.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.